This is the National Rural News.
Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. An $8.1 million upgrade of GrainCorp's receival site in southern New South Wales is set to deliver efficiency to the region. As well as taking about 4,000 truck movements off local roads, it'll reduce the rail cycle time to Port Kembla. I spoke with GrainCorp Regional Manager Sarah Roach.
We've actually got an existing facility here, and what the limitation on this facility was, it meant we had, it was taking 12 hours to load a 40 wagon train. So this site is only 300 kilometres from Port Kembla, which is one of our biggest facilities to outload grain internationally. And so it meant that it was very inefficient loading rail here, which had a downturn impact on pricing. So what we've done here is improve the rail infrastructure so that we can load 40 wagons in under 2 hours and make it really efficient up and down to port. So a train can get up and down to Port Kembla in 24 hours, and that way they're cycling up and down a lot more efficiently, which has a direct impact on the whole supply chain.
You mentioned prices there. What will growers see with as far as prices go with this site up and running?
So when we are in a strong export year, prices here will be very competitive because it is so close to Port Kembla. This year, due to the lower volume harvest across the east coast of Australia, it's a strong domestic year as opposed to an export year this year. So most of the grain this year will be going to our domestic customers, which is quite unique actually. Usually all the grain from this facility does go to port, which is one of the biggest, key factors as to why this facility's had the investment that it has.
GrainCorp Regional Manager Sarah Roach. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Wednesday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.